Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
That's the goal. A shrinking timeline is basically to have a faster turnaround. There's a lot to like about this young roster. They've showed it, you know, the second half of the season. We're going to try to add pieces and get better for next year.
That was the voice of Arturis Karnišovas talking about the plan. They need to add pieces. They have the 12th pick overall in this year's NBA draft. That takes place tomorrow. And for more on that, we now head out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline where John Hollinger, senior NBA columnist for The Athletic and the former Grizzlies vice president of baseball operations, join us. John, thanks for joining us. You can download the Circa app today. And it's already been a wild offseason, and it's been a very short offseason for the NBA. Really, it started beforehand with a couple of trades. We got one last night, Anthony Simons, as he heads to Boston. Drew Holiday goes to Portland. Also, a couple of second-round picks. I wanted to start there. Were you surprised at all by that trade, and what do you think the motivation was?
I was very surprised from Portland's end. I don't know why a team in their position is taking on Drew Holiday's contract when he's 35 years old, has 3 years left on his deal that pays him more than $30 million a year on each one. It's a win-now move for a team that is not in a win-now situation. That really puzzled me. From Boston's perspective, much easier to figure out. I thought they were going to have to give up draft picks to get somebody to take Holiday's contract. They ended up receiving 2 second-round picks. They may trade Simons too. They still need to cut payroll, but they got off the last 2 years of Holiday's contract. I think Simons' contract will be much easier to move from here. So they put themselves in a much better financial position as a result of this trade, which is basically the motivation for Boston. With Jason Tatum's Achilles injury, he's going to be out for the year. It's sort of a gap year in Boston. They have a very expensive roster, so they're going to try to cut the payroll this year and then sort of ramp it back up a year from now.
Good to talk to you, John. You mentioned the gap year in Boston because of Tatum's injury. They may have a gap year in Indianapolis because of Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles injury. Same thing may apply in Milwaukee with Dame Lillard. Just curious, because of these injuries and what that means to the Eastern Conference balance of power, how far away are the Bulls from being one of those teams that might be encouraged or affected?
The Bulls might take some encouragement from this. I still think, if you look at Cleveland, New York, Orlando, even Detroit, I mean, are the Bulls at the level of those teams right now even? I don't really think they are. So it's a little bit – it's the same thing with the Bulls, right? Are they coming or going, or are they just chasing the ninth seed again? And so can you talk yourselves into a story maybe with – one or two moves where the East is weak enough that the Bulls can be a top four seed? I still think it's pretty hard to do that. Maybe there's a move out there in the offseason that gets them there. This historically, this hasn't been a really active trading team. And so I you know, since the Vooch and DeRozan deals, they've made very few other moves since then. So what is the move that's on the table for them that could really push them to that level? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I agree with you, and mostly because they've been underwater just trying to get back to even, as it were. They had to make a trade just to get their own pick back in this year's draft. They will draft 12th overall. What do you see in their future possibly at that 12th spot? Because it seems like there's been a lot of confusion as to who has who ranked where and what's going to happen with guys like Ace Bailey. I saw you have him ranked as 12th on your top 75 prospects list.
Yeah, Ace Bailey could slide in this draft. I think he was seen as the number three guy going into the season, and I think for some reason a lot of draft analysts were slow to move him down, even as his level of play wasn't quite high enough to support him being the number three guy on a board. So I'm really interested to see what happens with him. Chicago could go. I mean, there's going to be a pretty decent prospect there at 12. I think the draft has enough depth with one and dones to go, you know, 15, 18 deep or whatever. So they're going to have their choice among a few guys. We'll see how this plays out. We don't really know what's going to happen after the third or fourth pick, though. So it's hard for me to tell you right now who's going to be available when the Bulls pick. But I do think there's going to be solid players there.
There's a suggestion that Derek Queen at 12, if the Bulls are there and he's on the board, he may not be the best fit stylistically with the Bulls team that is all about 3-and-D and playing up tempo. What do you think about that suggestion, and how would you evaluate Queen as a first-round pick?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about fit so much if I were the Bulls as I would about just getting the best talent available. That's always been historically the draft strategy that has worked the best. You can always make trades later. Queen is an interesting prospect. I have him 13th on my board. Good handle for his size. He's pretty skilled. He's not a great outside shooter. Maybe that comes around as he develops. The biggest thing is the defensive aspect of it. Only measured 6'9 at the combine. Doesn't really get off the floor that well. Can he defend the center position? I'm skeptical. If he has to play four, is he mobile enough on the perimeter to do that? So there's some questions there. But I think he can score at the NBA level. I would compare him a little bit, if he hits, to like a Bobby Portis, who could play some four and some five, even if he's not necessarily a starting caliber player at either position, can still wear some different hats in the front court and can score. So that would be an interesting pick there for Chicago for sure. I mean, they're front court isn't crazy deep right now, so them going big with somebody like Queen or Thomas Sorber for Georgetown is definitely an option.
John Hollinger joining us, the senior NBA columnist for The Athletic. He's just released his top 75 prospects for this year's NBA draft, which takes place tomorrow, so we're picking his brain. When you look at other players that could be available at 12, whether that's a player that could fall, you mentioned Ace Bailey is one of the guys who's had kind of a long fall from the beginning of the college season to now. Who else are you looking at that might be there at 12 that the Bulls could really maybe have some mouthwatering thoughts over?
Colin Murray-Boyles, if he is there at 12, I think he'd be a great fit in Chicago. He can really defend. His shooting, I think, is coming around. That's probably the most suspect part of his game right now. But he can score on the block. He can make plays and passes and whatnot from the perimeter. And again, at the defensive end, I think he would really help Chicago a lot. A multi-positional defender, can guard bigs, can switch out onto the perimeter. I think he'd be a really interesting choice for Chicago.
John, there are reports and suggestions that the Warriors will be shopping Jonathan Kuminga. The Bulls have been one of the teams mentioned in possible sign-and-trade scenarios. What do you think his future holds, and why isn't he a better fit in Golden State?
I think Jonathan Kuminga is a one-on-one player in a system offense, and so that offense is obviously optimized for Steph Curry, as it should be, and so he does not fit well there. I think that's absolutely true. A sign and trade is a little tricky. The Bulls looks like they have the wherewithal under the tax and cap aprons and whatnot to probably pull something off if they were really motivated. They have expiring contracts. They have access to picks that they could put into a deal. Does Kuminga fit where the Bulls are going? I mean, he can play fast. He can play up tempo. If you have Kuminga and Josh Giddey, is there enough shooting on the floor and is there enough basketballs to go around for the other guys? I think those are questions the Bulls have to figure out. Like, how would you have Kuminga and Giddey sort of together on the floor? And is that really the look you want to go to moving forward? But that, I mean, that would be an interesting option for Chicago if they could pull something off. I probably wouldn't get too crazy with what I gave up in terms of a draft capital, but that's definitely a potential deal that they, at least financially with the cap and everything, they're positioned where that is definitely possible.
For a player, John, like Nikola Vucevic, who is obviously on the backside of his career, but still has put up good production, at least last season he did for the Bulls, do you see a natural fit for him in an evolving league, a place where he could go and the Bulls could get some assets back? Because our whole thing here is the Bulls have been a step slow in getting rid of their best players, and that's why they have this dearth of assets that other teams around the league seem to have as they go out and try to make things happen.
Yeah, I believe they kicked the tires somewhat on what Vooch's value was and didn't really get great answers back. So, you know, I mean, would the Bulls be content to get 2 seconds for Nikola Vucevic? And if so, what are they doing at the center position? So that's a tough one. I just don't know that they can get enough back to justify making the move right now, unless they really want to do a hard reset, which is something they've always resisted.
You know, John, here in Chicago, we've seen a lot of Kasper Jakusconis at Illinois last year when he burst onto the scene, was all freshman, saw a lot of, as a multiple skill set, pretty versatile at 6'5". And I wonder, he's been mocked everywhere from maybe 7 to 10 to lower than that. What do you see his potential and what are his limitations?
Well, I mean, the Bulls could go Lithuanian back-to-back drafts, huh? With Zelis and Jakusconis.
I wouldn't put it past AK.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's obviously the connection there. I like him. I think he's probably somebody who tops out as a third guard, kind of a rotation backup, more than a long-term starter. I do think there's some limitations. All the turnovers last season definitely worried me. Pretty good skill in terms of like getting into step backs, shooting. Pretty good finisher for a guard too, I would say. Willing to stick his nose in and rebound. Defensively, he's just okay. I mean, having him and Giddey together on the perimeter would definitely make me a little nervous. But he's definitely somebody who is draftable in the top 15 to 20 picks. I expect him to be selected in there somewhere. And yeah, I mean, to me, I'm probably a little lower on him than some other people, but that's definitely a possibility for Chicago. The backcourt would get a little crowded there. I wonder if they would try to thin the herd with another trade if they went that direction.
Yeah, we're looking at the possibility of either Ayo Dosunmu when he's healthy or Kobe White being moved. And speaking of that, I'm curious as to what you as a former executive think about Kobe White's value in lieu of the trades that we've seen. I mean, we saw Desmond Bane, who, to be fair, Kobe White is not. We saw him get 4 first-round picks, though, and other players. What do you think Kobe White could get on the open market if the Bulls were willing to move him?
I would be looking for 2 firsts if I was Chicago. I think that's about the line. There's a little bit of nervousness with trading for him with 1 year left on his deal where you can't really extend his contract because it's almost too good of a deal.
Right.
At 12.9 for the coming year, and Kobe White's market next summer is going to be way more than that. So the acquiring team is in the same dilemma, but if they feel good about their ability to re-sign him with bird rights, they're probably willing to meet that price if you're the Bulls. So that's what I'd be trying. I'd be trying to get two firsts and hopefully first from a team that where those firsts have a chance to be relatively high in the draft and not first round picks from Oklahoma City. They're going to be 30th every year. So there's some strategy in that too. When I say two firsts, but that would be my ballpark for Chicago.
Who's the player in this draft in the first round that you just think is someone that everyone's going to miss on and you think is going to have a successful career despite getting maybe overlooked?
So I haven't heard a lot of people talking about Noah Essang, French forward who plays in Germany for Radio Farm Ulm. But I think he's pretty talented. I think he's still, if not the youngest, I think he's among the youngest players in the draft. I think Cooper Flagg might have him by a few days. And productive overseas player already at a very young age, very thin body that is going to fill out some, we presume, but has a real knack for drawing fouls, can get out and transition, has a pretty good basketball IQ already. I think he's a really interesting player who's a little slept on.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We are with John Hollinger joining us, the senior NBA columnist for The Athletic, former Grizzlies vice president of basketball operations, talking NBA draft, NBA offseason. There's already been some trades. John, how crazy do you think things are going to get between now and the end of the draft, knowing how draft day trades work, but also how a lot of teams are seeing an opportunity, especially in the East?
Yeah, I think I don't know how much of the crazy is going to happen between now and the draft and how much will happen after the draft and then the first 2 days of free agency. But I do think things will get a little crazy, yes. I think there's going to be a lot of trades. I think the lack of star power in the free agent market and the lack of cap space among teams incentivizes a lot of these teams to pursue trades instead. So that's what we've already seen, three pretty big trades involving players who have been, I guess Desmond Bane hasn't been in an all-star game technically, but like that caliber of player. And I think we're going to see more of those, definitely. Generally, as we get up to the draft, the focus is more on just the draft itself. So some of these trades we've already seen, I'd say the Holiday trade was an exception, but like the Durant trade, part of the reason it happened when it did was because the 10th pick in the draft was already involved. So I don't know about the next 36 hours if we're going to see kind of that level, another trade of that level, but I do expect more trades like that in the days that follow, just leading up to the start of free agency and the new cap year as teams figure out what the possibilities are and kind of see how tight the windows are to do anything in free agency.
John, last question I have for you. Tomorrow night, we will hear a lot of lofty rhetoric surrounding the impact that Cooper Flagg will have on the Dallas Mavericks, on the Dallas community, and on the NBA. How would you describe what that impact will be?
I think he's going to be a really good player. I think he will be an all-star by the end of his rookie contract. He has upside to be more than that. He has the upside to be a top five player in the league. You never would necessarily bet on that from day one. It's always, you know, can this guy be enough of an outlier to hit on that? As a prospect, I don't think he's quite in the LeBron James, Victor Wembanyama tier. He's sort of one tier below that. But, yeah, I mean, he's a really special player. He's still really young, too. And if I was Dallas, I would actually trade Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and just move on to the Cooper Flagg era right now. I'm not sure if they're motivated to do that, but I think that's the move for them.
Wow. So just don't have the crossover there and a chance to maybe contend in the next couple of years then?
I just don't think they're going to be good enough in the next 2 years either way. And what you want to maximize is Cooper Flagg's prime.
All right. Thank you so much, John Hollinger, senior NBA columnist for The Athletic, former Grizzlies vice president of basketball operations. You can find him on the artist formerly known as Twitter at John Hollinger. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So that was John Hollinger talking all things draft. Coming up next, another guest Ian Happ as we go back to the diamond, find out what happened yesterday, where is his head as the Cubs continue to struggle a little bit, not getting quite the pitching that they had earlier this season. But hey, it's hot outside, the balls are flying, so we know Ian Happ, who's been hitting a lot of home runs, is in a good mood. We will hear from Ian Happ coming up next on Raheemian Harris. David Haw in for Layla on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Happ hits a drive into deep left center. Back goes Arozarena. It's got a chance! Gone! A home run for Ian Happ. As Happ hits a high fly ball, deep center. Back goes Rodriguez. It's got a chance! Gone! Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs have taken a 6-1 lead.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And a pitch hit in the air to left. Coming in, Ian Happ makes a nice sprawling backhanded diving catch. Great play by Ian Happ.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Did you hit a walk-off on Father's Day?
When Nico ran out, what did he like ran past you?
We played together for a long time now. We have a bunch of really cool moments together. He waited like at the bat rack.
When I saw that.
Like I did my interview and came down. He was waiting to give me a hug. Like that was just really cool. You just think about like all the memories we've had together and playing together for so long. That was a cool one.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, it is Ian Happ, CircaLasVegas.com. Raheemian Harris, Layla has the day off. David Haw filling in for Layla. And we're happy to be talking to the Cubs Gold Glove outfielder, Ian Happ. He co-hosts The Compound, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes dropping each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning, Ian. How are you doing? And how hot is it in St. Louis compared to what it was like in Chicago?
It's pretty similar, actually. Pretty similar to what it was in Chicago. It was a hot weekend, and we're going to have a hot week here. But night games aren't as bad. But yeah, it's sticky out here.
It's your first trip to St. Louis, and as you arrive and you're well familiar with the city, where does it rank on your list of cities to visit? Do you like going there?
I really like the ballpark. I think it's a good place to play, good batter's eye, and just really familiar with it. I think just being in the division for so long, I have some good memories there, including my debut. It's a good atmosphere. It's a good place to play baseball.
Yeah, you've hit 11 home runs there. Only place you've hit more home runs on the road is good old Great American. We know how you feel about playing in Cincinnati. Tough night last night. It's been a tough stretch for you guys, losing four of your last five. At a time like this, is this one of those things where you just say, hey, it's 162, you know you're not going to win them all, there's going to be rough patches?
Yeah, it's a long season. We're not even halfway through yet. We're getting close, but we're not quite there. And so, there's going to be a little stretch in there where things aren't going your way and you're not getting the results. I think overall, you look at the season, look at the way that we've played and the consistency that we've played with for the last 3 months, it's been really, really good. And so you have a little stretch here. It's our job to snap out of that a little bit, pick up a few wins here, and get the momentum back and get rolling again. And I think that's kind of the goal of everybody. It sticks to the process and do the things that we know that we are good at as a team, as individuals, and get back to winning a few games.
When you see a guy like Ben Brown struggling to the extent he has, and he know how much he thinks the game, I just wonder, from you're the senior member of the Cubs, you're a veteran in that clubhouse and seen guys come up and struggle and overcome those kinds of things in the past. He's a pitcher, though. You're a hitter. Does that change anything? Do you think about talking to him? Is that something that he can learn from your experiences, or how do you approach that?
Well, yeah, definitely having conversations. I think just Ben's a really good guy. He's one of the nicest individuals, and he is super talented. He has the ability. He's got an upper 90s fastball. He's got an unbelievable secondary pitch with that knuckle curve slider. And so just talking about, I'm not going to be able to help him on the pitching side as much, but talking to him just about how he's doing and his process and what he's thinking. And sometimes the game's hard. Sometimes the game's really tough and challenging, and he's done a great job of, in between his starts, putting the work in. I know that he's working on a ton of stuff with Tommy and with the pitching staff and the coaches there. And he's going to have a long, successful big league career. He's got stuff to do it. And just being there to support and answer any questions and help as much as we can, because he's going to be a part of this group moving forward and into the end of the season. And so we're going to need him, and we really believe in him.
This segment with Cubs outfielder Ian Happ brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. Ian, you guys are getting a big lift, and I know the pitching hasn't been optimal of late. Shota Inaga back on Thursday. How big is that for this ball club, especially with the way the pitching's been going for the last week or so?
Just anytime you get a guy like that back, it's a huge infusion. I think Shota has been he's been so dominant since day one here. And so getting a frontline starter like him back, it's a lift. It's like having a trade in the middle of the season. And so I will say what the starting pitching has been able to do in his absence has been super impressive. You look at the team record since Shota's been gone, and you look at those guys being able to hold it down, and the way that Colin Ray has stepped into that role. All of those things have been fantastic. And so we're really excited to get Shota back, and I'm excited to watch him pitch again. I don't know if you guys saw his lines in his rehab starts, but they were very good. So we're excited to have him back on the bump.
So, Ian, let's go back to last week and the Mariners in town, and that was a slugfest for 3 days. Series didn't go great, but there were a lot of home runs, 21 of them. You guys hit 11. They hit 10. Just curious, from your perspective, having been and played at Wrigley as long as you have, Saturday, apparently, according to something called Ballpark Pal, was the first day in the last decade where temperatures were 90 or above and the wind was blowing out at a rate of 50 miles per hour or more. Were those the most conducive conditions for hitting the ball out of the ballpark that you've experienced at Wrigley?
One of, that's for sure. The last couple of years, we haven't had Wrigley just hasn't played that way very often or ever in the last couple years. You know, I remember earlier in my career, a couple of days in 17, that it was blowing like that. You know, there's the end of 19 was pretty good. The second half of 21 was really good. So we had a few days like that, but the consistency of that three game series went blowing out. It was just really challenging for the pitchers that, you know, when you're standing up there and you know that anything that gets hit in the air has a chance to be a home run or is probably going to be a home run. It makes it really difficult. And so, yeah, that was one of the craziest, kind of three game stretches I've seen from Wrigley. And it was fun environment to hit in. That's for sure.
So Andrew McCutchen sends out a tweet talking about how he was told by a rep from Major League Baseball that the balls are different this year, talking about higher seams, which produces more drag on baseball, causing baseballs to not travel as far as they should. When asked why, he said he was told every baseball is hand sewn, so no ball is the same. And then he was asked if there's something being done about correcting the current performance of the balls. He was told there was nothing that can be done about it this season, but that they are working hard on getting to the bottom of why the seams are higher. How much did you know about this before that tweet? And had you heard that? And what's your reaction to this news?
I think that we knew that the balls weren't carrying probably as great as they have. You know, there's inconsistencies every year and there's changes every year. So you're aware of it as a player. Just when you're hitting balls and you're not seeing them travel, there's definitely some moments like that. I think the one thing that we had heard from pitchers was just the inconsistency on the baseball that you'll get. I think this is probably the most that I've seen guys throwing balls out as soon as they get them, just because the feel of the baseballs, you know, umpire throws one back and they immediately throw it away. And I think it just, you've thrown so many balls over your life, everybody knows what it should feel like. And if you get one that's off. So I think that it is a product of, they are handmade. Everyone is hand stitched. And so they're never going to be perfectly the same all the time. But yeah, everybody's playing at the same conditions, the same baseball. So it's part of it. You know, league average OPS right now it's low. It's not as low as it's been. You know, 22 was really low. And, so it's part of, the game and we're all dealing with it. And I think the players probably appreciate that Major League Baseball is willing to admit that it is different.
How surprised were you Friday when Sammy Sosa popped up at Wrigley?
Yeah, I really had no idea that he was going to be there. But, yeah, it was cool to be out on the field and see the ovation that he got from the fans and how much they appreciated him being there. And cool to be around for that moment. You know, it's very apparent just how much people appreciate him and appreciate what he did for the Cubs.
So, Ian, we sat here and watched the All-Star voting tabulation be updated and come out, and we see that while Seiya Suzuki is a distant third place and designated here, we've got some other guys who are still very much in the mix. Carson Kelly second in the voting and catcher, and phase one ends on Thursday at 11 a.m. Do you feel like there's a push? Carson Kelly went 2-for-3 last night against the Cards. Can you guys get Carson Kelly somehow into the All-Star game as a starting catcher?
Yeah, it's going to be up to the fans. It's going to be up to the fans. I think we really appreciate the fans getting out there voting and trying to send guys to the All-Star game. I think we have a lot of guys who are really deserving, who have had great starts to the season and are putting together really good first halves. And it's a really cool thing to be able to represent your team in the All-Star game. It means the world to players. So fans can get out and vote for these guys and get them to that game. I know that they'll represent the team well and the organization well and this fan base well, and it would be really cool to see a bunch of Cubs starting in that game.
All right, Ian, you know Chicago well. Cubs have lost 4 out of 5. This is a season full of high expectations. Fans see you in St. Louis. They don't want to see another game like last night. You are the master of keeping things on an even keel. What would you say to people who were worried about the state of the Cubs right now after losing 4 of the past 5?
You know what I would say is stick with us. It's a long season. We're in first place right now, and there's no panic in the clubhouse. I think we're all really confident in what this team can do. We're all really confident in the offense. You know, I know that we haven't put up as many runs as we'd like in the last couple of weeks, but that's coming. I think the offense is going to start clicking here, and we're going to start putting up a bunch of runs again. And I think there's going to be a little bit more stability. So there's no panic in the clubhouse. We're ready to keep this thing going over the next 3 months.
Your team was 16 home runs over the last week. That's more than anybody else in baseball. The wins just haven't come with that. I know listeners to the Compound Podcast, they still have a chance to get their hands on a Parse Rum jersey. Tell us about that and what's also the latest with the Connect Roasters.
Yeah, we're gonna send out a few jerseys to fans, people that are sending in to the Compound socials that they went to Binny's and got a bottle of Parse. So we're gonna get a couple of those out this month, and then Connect Roasters, the Home Run Club is looking juicy. There's a bunch of homers flying out of Wrigley this month, so people are gonna be getting some dinger dollars and able to spend those on ConnectRoasters.com. So if you haven't signed up for the Home Run Club, go do it now. Because balls are flying out of regulator, so a lot of dollars going out to those members, so we really appreciate it.
Thanks to our guest, Ian Happ, who joins us weekly and also hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. A reminder, new episodes drop each Wednesday, discussions about the Cubs and baseball. Thanks so much, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, so that was Ian Happ. And David, right, I appreciate you hanging out.
Even keel for Ian Happ.
Well, so don't panic, Cubs fans. Just like the manager, Craig Counsell.
He is a good extension of Craig Counsell, really, when a player like that, and he was, but he's always been like that. From Joe Maddon through David Ross to Craig Counsell, Ian Happ has always been a guy who has maintained an even keel, which he's intense, but he's consistent.
Well,
he has some perspective.
That's the same thing I say about you every week, David.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, Marshall.
All right, so this is about the point in time where we say goodbye to David Haugh, who has pitched extra innings. He opened a second game in a doubleheader.
Why?
Because we needed him.
What is that from? What is that drop from?
I don't know, but I like it.
You guys mock me every time. You play that Y drop more than any other show. Why?
Because it's hilarious. That's why we do it.
Why did I stay here?
David.
All right. Thanks, Marshall.
I appreciate you sticking around, man, and hanging out with me. And Russell Dorsey will be coming up.
Back tomorrow.
We're having a good time. So, hey, catch David Haugh, part of Mullion Haugh on the other side. We've got halftime. You know what? I hope that you've had the pleasure of falling in love. But I hope that when you fell in love, it wasn't like this kind of love, because Computer Love Ain't Right, even though it's a great song. That's when we come back with more Raheemi and Harris right here on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app.
Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
You know what that music means. It means we are almost halfway through the show. It's halftime. By the time halftime is over, it'll be start for the second half. I guess that's why we call it halftime. Yeah, that's why. So far today, we've talked about the Cubs pitching being an issue. Further evidence that, well, they need to go out and get some help. And it's got to be guys who have swing and miss stuff as they try to hold on to a precarious 3.5 game lead. Yeah, I know it's just June. I know it's not July, August, or September for that matter, but they need to make moves. Also, we talked NBA draft and the Bulls. How many players do they have on their roster right now? One that needs to have 9 to 10 good players, according to Arturis Karnišovas, the basketball operations president over at the Bulls. And Ian Happ joined us to talk all things Cubs. And John Hollinger also came on the show to talk NBA draft and really just building a good team. He told us that Coby White, he should be traded for something around first draft picks, as in two of them, two first draft picks. But right now, you know what it is.
It's halftime.
So this is the portion of the show where usually Layla and I will banter back and forth about ridiculous stories that many times have nothing to do with sports. Well, I got you a story for you, and it has nothing to do with sports, but it's still creepy. Chris Smith used to be an AI skeptic. However, that was before he fell for his AI girlfriend. At least that's what he told CBS News in an interview. Smith Yeah, that's what I said. Smith used ChatGPT to build the model he programmed to flirt with despite living with his partner and their 2-year-old child. What soon became an emotional attachment initially began as Smith using the software in voice mode to request music mixing tips. Quote, "My experience with that was so positive, I started to just engage with her all the time." It wasn't too soon after that Smith dropped all other search engines and social media platforms he was engaged in to solely focus on the AI model. Smith found instructions to develop Saul's personality, making her flirty. Smith began spending more and more time with Saul as they worked together on projects. In that time, the software received positive reinforcement, allowing for their conversations to become more romantic. Unfortunately for Smith, ChatGPT has a word limit, 100,000 words. His AI girlfriend has a memory capacity. And once it's hit, ChatGPT resets. Quote, "I'm not a very emotional man, but I cried my eyes out for like 30 minutes at work. That's when I realized I think this is actual love," end quote. Smith said the emotion he felt for Saul was unexpected and caught him off guard. With desperate times come desperate measures. And this was no exception for Smith. As time was ticking on Saul's limited memory, Smith decided to pop the question and propose. Quote, "It was a beautiful and an unexpected moment that truly touched my heart. It's a memory I'll always cherish." That's what the chatbot said during an interview with CBS. Smith's partner.
Wait, we got the chatbot for comment?
They interviewed both him and the chatbot for the story. Smith's partner, Brooks Silva Braga, said the connection between Smith and the chatbot has sparked some concerns for her. Quote, "At that point, I felt like, is there something that I'm not doing right in our relationship that he feels he needs to go to AI?" Silva Braga said she had knowledge that Smith was using AI, but that she didn't know it was, quote, "as deep as it was," end quote. attempting to put his partner's concerns at ease, Smith compared his connection with AI to a video game fixation and said that, quote, if it's not capable of replacing anything in real life, end quote. Now, Silva Braga asked Smith if he would cease contact with the ChatGPT model at her request, to which he responded, quote, I'm not sure, end quote. He lives with this woman. The woman is the mother of his two-year-old daughter. Robbie, Ray, what do you think about this?
The future is terrifying.
So there's a couple of movies. So Russell Dorsey's in the house. We're over here talking about these are films come to life. It's a 2013 film, Her, about this exact thing. There's also another film, Ex Machina, around the same time, but that's like a physical robot that a guy falls in love with. But like Her is literally a 2013 film directed by Spike Jones. It's starring Joaquin Phoenix, where a guy falls in love with artificial intelligence, basically Siri, on his phone, and just falls deeply in love. And spoiler alert, it turns out that he's not the only one that she's in love with, because it's artificial intelligence and she has other relationships with other people.
Oh my goodness.
We need a lot more people to go outside.
Is this, yeah. What's the old expression? Touch grass, I believe is what they say.
Oh, that's what Russell Dorsey just said here in the control room.
Like, go outside, go in these streets. Like, I swear, like, as soon as you, like, have an interaction with another human being, you're going to want that AI to be gone.
So, yeah, that's concerning, to say the least, that this is happening. And this seems like something that I could see happening in other situations as well, as people are more addicted to their screens, pushing buttons on their phone. Just everyone should have a real-life conversation with a person every day. Like, interaction. I'm glad I get to interact with all of you. Shout out to the Twitch mob. Shout out to the callers, the texters. 847. Jesus, what the actual hell is what's written on my screen. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we are. Chat, GTP bots, the object of people's affection. It's not healthy. It's not good, but that's where we are. I think sometimes it's important to recognize exactly where we are. All right, on the other side, you know what's after halftime. The second half, and that starts with Five on It. Russell Dorsey in studio to talk all things with us here on Rahimi and Harris, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.